Switches by Paul Dworkin.
Daydreaming.
Sure.
I was thinking, suppose we were to tow it. Ran a line from that escape pod to the thing you're in. Then we both...
Pod's a basic reaction drive. Burner runs hot. Anything trailing it will cook.
Or if we could bolt it on, maybe.
Or with what? To what?
I don't know, but if we connected...
My suit's down in detail. No EVA. No attach points on the pod. It's a one-man lifeboat, for Christ's sake.
But if we...
Will you listen? You've been at this crap for hours. There's no one-minute wonders. No magical tractor beams. This is not an episode of Johnny Rocket. Give me some credit. Once a six-man crew on a tension scaffold. Tethers and cutting torch. External pressure tenting. Emergency transfer.
All right, all right. Just trying to see us all get out of this.
Sure.
Well, if you're not feeling so fraternal, isn't there some regulation about passengers before crew? Hello?
Listen, you. Well, maybe. I guess. Just that when it comes down to it...
Well, when it comes down to it, everybody wants to live, huh? Sure.
Air...
You know, I told you, I don't have to be this cooperative. I've got all the control switches right here.
And I told you, I got the safety switch off the core lines. If that pod moves half a mic in your direction, I drop the field and we both go up nice and easy. Even without air, a man has time to push a button.
You're a piece of work, you know that?
And you're a peach. How the hell did you end up in the auxiliary con? At turnover, you're supposed to be off doing what all good passengers do, chasing zero-G tail somewhere. Isn't that what makes travel by scooper trendy in the first place?
There was a party in the ambassador suite. You know, midway gala where everyone watches the hors d'oeuvres float off the trays and tries to keep their lunch down. But to be honest, I was thinking a bit along those lines. Half made a play for this girl. The old man's goddamn niece.
Yeah, very sweet.
Yeah, I know, it's shit. I was ducking my fiancé half the night. Didn't see her after that. Fine way to say goodbye. Could she...
Your fiancé? Anyone out there is gone, buddy. But going to auxiliary? Something bad happens, not a man's first thought. You a spy or something?
I was in the service. Short run pilot.
But not a very good one.
Listen, you... All right. Not a very good one. But habits die hard, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Mulray, first officer. He might have beaten you there. Except I can see him floating out by the forward spars. I recognize the suit. Guessing a fire in the access corridor, and he tried to get around on the outside.
What was that?
Air. Air!
What was...
I guess I'm a little panicky down here.
Well, you sure are running through the supply fast enough. Meter says you're breathing for two. That... didn't sound like you.
What do you mean?
Just now. Is there a...
Look.
Come on, there's someone...
What are you...
Someone else there, with you.
All right.
Is he injured? Why would you...
It's just, It's a woman.
What the hell difference does it... Oh, I get it. Doing what all good passengers do.
Look, I...
It's nothing to me. Why were you
well,
so...
Well, down here, you know, at the consoles.
You were on duty? You were on duty when the ship blew? But you were a bit distracted.
Oh, I didn't.
Oh, couldn't have made a difference, right? If you had been watching the Telltales, it could have...
Oh, I don't know that.
It might have made a difference. It might have saved...
Oh, shit! All right, it might have. Air.
Oh, no. Now you get to confess. Who is she? Was it any good? It's not the niece, was it?
Air, you son of a bitch.
Come on, I want to hear what she's got to say.
Will you?
Hello, Alec.
Shiri.
Look, don't punish her for...
What?
Well, don't take it out on her.
What? Take what?
The air, damn it!
What? Oh, sure!
Look, look, we can let her go.
Go?
In the pod. She's a passenger, same as you, right? Like you said?
So is that what...
Why I wanted the pod? Yeah.
How noble.
Well, what's wrong with that?
You. You're funny. You're no gentleman. You're just trying to make it up for yourself in return for fucking up so badly.
Oh, is that the way you think? Shit. Your own girl? And you wouldn't even...
Well, I guess she's not just my girl, huh?
Oh, for God's sake, let the man go, Alec.
What?
Playing all your petty games? We're not exactly innocent, are we?
Innocent?
What was in the trunk?
What?
There was a great big trunk. Showed up with his luggage on the pier. He kept saying, don't worry about it, it's for a friend. Weighed a ton.
I think I saw that one. Titanium shell. They needed a fork to get it on the elevator. I figured it for the treasury of some banana republic. So what was in it?
It was for a friend.
What was in it?
What difference does it make? I was taking it to Lyra for him.
What difference? You paid $200 a key to move it first class. Any reason he couldn't just ship it carrier freight?
He just asked me to take it.
Hey, honey, by any chance did your boyfriend ask to come along on this junket?
He arranged the trip.
He was smuggling. Lyra, there's an illegal reactor there. Under embargo. I hear maybe they pay good money for fission opals.
Oh, now justice.
Explosion came from midships. Made no sense. Just passenger cabins and light storage. All the engines on idle.
You're just making...
On turnover, the scoop field runs down the length of the ship. Scrambles electronics if they're not shielded right. That's why the steward makes such a deal about anybody having a pacemaker.
It was just a trunk.
Any kind of magnetic container, the field could throw off the balance enough to breach it. Once it leaks, bang!
Bang.
Clever thought to move it on one of the new Ramliners. Customs always slack in first class. And diplomatic immunity if you're with the ambassador. Your girlfriend's a military attaché and you're on her ticket. Clever. But your friend wouldn't have guessed it to warn you.
You just want to avoid taking any...
Alec, for Christ's sake. They're dead, okay? They're all dead. Air. Let the man go.
What?
The pod. Let the man have it.
Have the...
Bring the pod around to us and let him leave in it. He didn't do anything.
You're trying to save the guy,
oh,
you...
Oh, don't you start with me. And don't go getting your nuts all in a twist. He wasn't that great anyway.
What?
Nothing personal. I only came down here for some payback. At the party, Alec was all over this girl. Everybody saw. It was embarrassing.
Shut up.
So do something right and let him go.
Just like that?
Just like that.
I'm the one at the console. You can't dictate.
Listen, you little control freak. You make me want to hit this button and blow this thing up myself. You wrecked the ship. And I let it happen. Take some responsibility, you bastard. Get in the pod.
It should really be you.
That's sweet. Get in the goddamn pod. So, how'd you do with Anise?
What? Oh, not a thing. My timing was all off. To tell the truth, I was thinking about you.
Aww.
No, really. It's 4 years for us, you know that? Tomorrow. I think I was just making the play out of habit.
Well, don't go all mushy on me.
I don't know. Guess I felt trapped.
How about now?
Well. Might as well do it. There should be a big red button that says, don't press here or you'll blow up the ship, stupid.
Let's wait a while.
What for?
Well, I can tell you what our dear Marquise let drop in the powder room before cocktails.
Good dish?
Oh, prime. But first, lover, give me some of that sweet, sweet oxygen.
Oh, anything for you, hon.
to Switches by Paul Dworkin, performed by the Post Meridian Radio Players. Featured in the play were Michael McAfee as the engineer, Rob Noyes as Alec, and Heidi Clark as Shiri. The recording engineer was Neil Marsh, with post-production by Neil Marsh and Paul Dworkin. The studio technicians were Emma Lathan and Lisa Sturgeon, with production assistance by Alicia Goranson. Music was composed by Neil Marsh and Kevin Hartnell. Switches was directed by Heidi Clark. This has been a Hub of the Universe production.